Hey everybody, Max Kevin here. It's a Little Cutie Podcast. It's not too long. Oh look, we got two in a row. 2 days in a row. I'm doing it. I'm keeping my promises. Promises kept. I'm running for president. Promises kept. Don't pay attention to any of my scandals. Don't pay any attention to all the people I blew up with the drones. Promises kept. Remember I said I'd increase the taxes on the 1% of them. I'd increase their stock market taxes by 0.025%. Promises kept. I mean, yeah, we increased tax revenue by $100 million and we increased spending by $700 billion, but promises kept. Anyway, Zoro, you keep your promises? You keep your promises, Zoro? You fat, lazy piece of shit? Yeah, Zoro's sleeping on me, as always. That's what he likes to do. That's his only hobby. His hobby is coming over to me while I'm sitting on my chair. And he sits down and looks at me. He's like, hey, you gonna pick me up? Because I'm sitting right here. I mean, I can go sleep on the sofa by myself, but I'd rather sleep on you. Some little fat, little lonely, lazy boy. I need someone to hold me. Let's see.
You know what I was thinking about today when I was walking to work? I was thinking about I should not ever look at the ground. Don't ever look at the ground when you're walking around in Japan, you know? You should definitely look up at the sky. Because every day in Japan, you know, when you're walking on the streets there, you see something gross on the street. Because, like, a lot of old men like spitting on the street here, you know? They hawk up their lugs. Their loogies, you know? And they can just, like, spit them a foot to the left, you know, into the bushes. But instead, they just spit them, like, right exactly on the sidewalk, you know? Right in the middle of the sidewalk there, you know? Even though, like, the bushes are, like, 2 feet on either side of them. They just hawk them right there, you know? And then sometimes, like, on my street here, you know, you'll be walking the dog there, you know, and there'll be like a pile of barf there, you know, and like the Japanese people, they love to eat the ramen noodles there, you know, so it'll be like a pile of barf noodles you'll be walking past, you know, dude, you know, because like a lot of these Japanese guys, you know, they'll after work, they don't want to go home because they hate their family, they hate their wife, they hate their life, you know, they got 3 kids with this woman that they haven't had sex with in 7 years, you know, they're like, god damn it, woman. Why isn't divorce normalized in this country? Why do we gotta stay together for these goddamn kids? All they do is see us fight. That's why I'm never coming home, alright? I just work all day, goddammit. And I don't even want to go home, so I'm just gonna keep working overtime. That's how they do it here in Japan. They don't pay me. I just stay in the office because I don't want to go home. And then after I go to the office, usually I go to the Soapland, or I go to the Kamakura bar, where you pay $100 just to talk to women. That's how lonely these Japanese businessmen are, you know? But, yeah. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, so I get off work here. I go to the ramen shop with my coworkers. And then we go to the all-you-can-drink. $20, all-you-can-drink. Shit beer and shit whiskey, because it's only $20, and it's all-you-can-drink. So, of course, it's shit. So we go there, and I down 37 highballs, because I don't want to go home. And my kids don't care, because they don't even see me anymore, because I'm working 16 hours a day, because I don't want to go home to my wife that I haven't had sex with in 7 years because she's probably cheating on me with a neighbor. But I still gotta pay for these goddamn kids' school because they go to these schools and they got the uniforms. They gotta have the after-school clubs because all the Japanese schools have after-school clubs because they know that all the parents don't want to take care of them because they're all working overtime because they all want to get divorced but they can't because of culture. So they got lots of after-school clubs for little kids. You gotta pay money for that too.
What was I talking about?
Yeah, so I ate two bowls of ramen, 27 highballs, and then I came home. Took the last train home. I don't even know where I am watering, and then I barf on the street. And then I go sleep. I just go home and sleep for 5 hours and repeat the same thing the next day. Yeah, so anyway, so many mornings, you know, you'll be walking to the train there, you know, and they'll just be like barf noodles. There's lots of barf noodles and lots of lugs on the well, the sidewalks here, that's why I decided I don't want to look at the ground anymore when I'm walking. You know, I can't
look at the ground. I need to look up at the sky. I need to look up at the sky.
Read an interesting news story. I don't know if you guys heard this, if you read this news story. It was about humpback whales. There's observation.
The first ever observation of sex in humpback whales. They've never... You know, we've known about these whales for hundreds of years, but no one's ever
no one's ever made a humpback whale porn, you know? No one's ever watched them do the dirty there, you know? And, yeah, so this this first ever humpback whale sexual encounter that they watched there, it was gay. It was a gay humpback whale. He was being gay there, dude. Oh, Zora wants to get down. He doesn't want to hear about the hot gay humpback whale talk. Yeah, so this first ever humpback whale is observed humpback whale sex is gay sex there. It's gay, you know. So I don't know if you guys think homosexuality is a choice, but obviously this humpback whale didn't think so. He didn't. The thing was though, this humpback whale, he wasn't having sex with, like, you know. You know how in the gay community they got, like, the bears and the twinks and the, you know, the buff dudes? I don't know what they're called, but the macho guys, you know? All I know is bears and twinks. I mean, there's got to be more. Bears are like the, you know, burly, hairy guys, and the twinks are like the skinny little bitch boy. But they got to be, like, there's got to be other names for just, like, good-looking hot dudes, right? I don't even... If any gay people are listening, please tell me what do the gay community just call, like, the, you know, the hot dudes, you know, like Ricky Martin, you know, or maybe Ricky Martin's not buff enough, you know, maybe more like Paulo Costa, UFC fighter Paulo Costa, if he was gay, but he's not because he only has straight sex with heterosexual women, as he says on Twitter. Anyway, these humpback whales here, not only was the first observed sex from the humpback whales, it was gay, but But the other whale that he was having sex with, he was like real sick or dying or something. He was like covered in lesions, you know. So he wasn't doing so hot, you know. He was like, you know, he's got leprosy or whatever, you know. And he's you know, his life sucks. He's got all these parasites all over his body. You know, he can barely move. You know, he's like you know, he's having an existential crisis there. He's like, oh God, life sucks, man. God, fucking sucks being a humpback whale, dude. I just want to barf up these goddamn krill. I'm married to my wife. She takes my kids to the whale school. She's cheating on me with the other humpback whales. They call her Mary Sue Humpback. I mean, even though we're called humpback whales, they call her Super Humpback because everybody's humping her back. You know? And this other, you know, he's having a shit life there. And then this other whale comes along. This other gay whale comes along and just starts raping him. Okay. And not only that, but the humans are watching. I mean, what kind of reality TV show is this, you know? You think, what are those people? God, I can't remember. What are the Jersey Shore people? The girl, what was her name? I want to say Twinkie, but that wasn't it. What was her name? I don't know. There was the situation, and there was, what was that? What was the fat girl's name? It was like Twinkie or Slinky or something. I'll look it up later. Well, actually, I probably won't, because I don't even give a shit, but, maybe this humpback whale, you know, he's having a shit life there, he's dying, he feels weak, you know, he's covered in lesions, this other humpback whale just comes and rapes him, the humans are watching. Oh, what a bunch of bullshit, dude. Feel sorry for that guy. Yeah, actually, this was the first, observed sexual behavior in humpback whales that was too live whales. There was actually another sighting, which was it was also gay. It took place in the 1990s, but it was a humpback whale raping a dead whale, a dead body whale that was also male. So the two times we have observed humpback whales having sex, one of them was a male raping a weaker other male, you know, showing his dominance, and the other one was a necrophiliac whale having sex with a dead body. So, you know, they like to criticize the Japanese people for eating whales over here, but I don't know. I think maybe we should probably kill all these humpback whales, you know, because they're necrophiliacs and rapists, you know. So I don't, you know, fuck humpback whales. Am I right? You know. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.